Welcome into the Air Raid Sports Podcast. I'm Chandler Carney, and with me, as always, Brady Scott.
What's going on?
Not much, man. Just living life.
Living the dream.
Something like that.
Yeah. I'm living the dream.
What are you doing?
Teaching school and coaching baseball. Pretty much it.
Are you ready for the season to start?
No.
Why?
We got to wait. We're still getting ready. Every time I start thinking about it, I get nervous.
How much further y'all got? How good are y'all going to be?
I can't tell you that.
Like, is it a secret or?
No, it's not. I just can't tell you that. I don't know. Like, you never know how you're going to be. You can have assumptions and think, but I mean, you never truly know how things are going to go.
That's fair.
If I were to give one thing about it, though, we may not win a damn game all year, but I think I can confidently say that every time we go out there, that they're going to compete for 7 innings, 8 innings, however long it takes, and you're going to have to hit us with your best shot to beat us.
Well, that's all you can ask for.
That's all I can say. Other than that, I don't know what the heck's going to happen. It's baseball.
Well, that's baseball talk.
Screw you, man. That was uncalled for.
What about the Astros winning a World Series? That's better than the Phillies.
There's no good winner.
Nah.
I guess the Astros winning is good because Allen could be happy.
Well, see,
I don't know any Phillies fans. So.
I really wanted the Astros win because I wanted Mattress Mack to make history. Yeah.
No. How much did he win?
$75 million.
Jesus. How much did he bet?
That I don't know.
Did he bet it in six, or did he bet him to win it, or?
So, from what I understand, he went around and he placed multiple bets on Astros to win the World Series, but it was before, like, the odds were really good at the time. And what he does is, if I'm not mistaken, he takes a lot of, like, the mattress money, and he bets that. And so, I don't know. I guess you could. I don't think you can write that off as a loss. I'm not a tax finance person.
So he's basically just betting his livelihood on this.
Yeah, but I mean, he's like what, 80 something years old.
He doesn't need it.
No, he can just put it right back in now.
I mean, his family's pretty happy.
In the last few years that he's bet, he has, in that one win, he has like quadrupled the amount of money that he risked. Oh,
Jesus.
So, I don't think it's...
Nah, he ain't hurting about it no more, man.
Nah.
It finally paid off for him. Good for him.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, like a lot of other states, like hopefully Mississippi will see, damn, we just got an old fart out here risking $5 million on a damn game. Why? Let's get in on that.
Exactly.
I'm so ready for it to be legalized.
There are degenerate gamblers everywhere. And most... Well, I won't say most, but some not as smart as you to realize it and get out. And they're just going to sink their entire livelihood into this.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a recovering gambling addict.
So maybe we don't need them to legalize it in Mississippi.
Well, I like it because, yeah, because then I wouldn't be betting on credit. I'd be betting on, you know, my money that I load into it, you know. Yeah. And you can do a lot more gambling with stuff like that than you can.
There's a lot more options.
Yeah. So, that's why I would like for that to happen. But,
Mississippi, we're going to be the last to do everything.
Everything.
Doesn't matter.
So, how was your... Well, we had a pretty good weekend other than LSU winning.
Alabama needs to win one game.
Yeah, the one time.
We need Alabama to win one game in the past. Since 2008, we need them to win one game.
Can't do it. Shit the bed.
Can't beat LSU. Granted, we couldn't either. But, God, man, that hurt.
Yeah, it did.
All they had to do was win.
And we kind of see... We'll see this weekend what our hopes are.
I honestly don't know. I don't know if there's a path for us to even get a New Year's Six Bowl, even with winning out.
Yeah, I mean, well, if we went out, it'll be tough.
We went out. We jump Alabama. We'll be the third team. We'll be the fourth team in the SEC, depending on what happens with LSU.
Yeah.
We'll be either three or four, more than likely. Okay, here's a scenario off of this. All right. LSU wins out, goes to Atlanta, loses to Georgia. Who gets the New Year's Six bid? 11-1 Ole Miss or 9-3 LSU?
Well, I don't know how they would do that. Like, it'd probably be LSU. But
LSU has the head-to-head, but we have two less losses.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen, don't you?
No.
We're going to get that at-large bid or whatever. Okay, we're going to go to a New Year's Six Bowl. And the committee is going to screw TCU out of it again.
You think?
And then that's the matchup we're going to get.
If that, I'm not going. I've been there before. I'm not catching that one.
Could you imagine deja vu all over again?
No, I'm not going. I'm not putting myself through that again. No shot. Bro, that one still hurts.
Yeah, it was painful. I wasn't even there, but I mean, I watched it.
I hear the train horn, dude. Like every time
I hear that train coming.
Every time they score, they play this loud train horn.
What's more annoying, that or the Vandy Whistler?
That.
Well, okay. So speaking about 2014 Ole Miss, let's talk about our boy for a second.
Bo Wallace,
Hugh Freeze.
Ah. Sounds like he really wanted that Auburn
Sounds
job.
Sounds like he is very interested now. I don't know what changed, because I know last year he claimed, and he even tweeted, he did not want, or not last year, 2 years ago, he did not want the Auburn job. But then you hear his answer, and it kind of sounds like,
all you got to do is call, baby.
All you got to do is make a phone call. Call my agent. And we'll get the paperwork started.
Freeze is crooked enough to work at Auburn.
Well, here's my thing. You know, people can say whatever they want to about him. Oh, he has baggage, whatever. I read an article today by Outkick, and they were talking. This guy was talking about how he talked to an AD, like a former AD, and he's like, he's like, yeah, Freeze was public. You know, Bobby Petrino's was public. He's like, but you look at some of these coaches that get hired and what the search firms find that aren't public. He's like, you'd be really surprised.
Everybody's got baggage. It's just who knows about it.
For sure.
That's the only problem. The only problem is that everybody knows his and nobody knows about maybe Matt Rhule. Like, just to say, another guy that's in the candidacy. Like, he may have something equal or worse, but we don't know about it, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Double standard. But, I mean, in Auburn's perspective, like, if Hugh Freeze says he wants that job,
You can't not offer it to him.
You are stupid not to give it to him.
Or at least have a serious conversation about the job, you know?
He might. I'm not even going to say he might be. He is probably the second best program builder of any active head coach right now in college football.
Who's first?
Saban.
I mean, you look at Georgia, man. But I guess saying Kirby's only done – this is only the first time done it, and he's building
– You saw Saban go to LSU and build that into what – he did it down there. Then he goes to the pros, it doesn't work out, and then he comes back. And granted, LSU and Alabama are two – major brands where it's easy to turn things around, same way at Georgia. But you look at what Freeze did at Ole Miss. Like, not an easy place to go and win football games.
No.
And he goes and makes Ole Miss very relevant in the national stage, pulling five-star recruits, this, that, and the other. Then he goes to Liberty, who nobody even knows of outside of Virginia, coming straight into the FBS, and now they're, what, are they ranked?
No, they're not ranked.
They should be.
They weren't ranked. Yeah.
They should be.
And they're what? One point away from
being undefeated.
Yeah. Beating Wake Forest. And it's like, yeah, They do play a lot of smaller schools, but they also play those Power 5
they're
programs.
They're non-conference. They go out and they play those teams like Wake, Arkansas, and BYU.
Yeah, and then, you know, they've played Virginia Tech and Virginia several times because, you know, they're all three in state. Yeah. I mean, I like – they even came to Ole Miss and played.
It's a home run hire.
Yeah.
It's a home run hire. If you don't get him, I don't know where – you got to go Matt Rhule. Right.
I think those are only two candidates that you should –
because they're both like, you're not going to get past both of them without one of them taking the job.
Yeah.
It's just which one does Cohen want.
And I think the other one would go to Nebraska. Or I think – no, let me rephrase it. If I were Nebraska, I do not think Hugh Freeze would take that job. But if Auburn hired Hugh Freeze – I think Matt Rhule will go to Nebraska.
Why don't you think Freeze would take the Nebraska job?
I just think that there's a few jobs that he'll take, and I think he wants to be in the SEC. He said that several times.
Does Sankey block him from coming back?
No.
I don't either. Somebody brought that up the other day. They're like, Sankey's not going to let him back in. I said, he's done his show clause, everything. You can't.
You can't. Legally, you cannot deny him.
That would be taken to court.
And – Sankey will always say, well, I never told Saban he couldn't hire Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, but he did.
He did. Because.
That was done.
Saban wanted him. And think about if Saban wanted him and he didn't get there. Alabama's not telling Saban no.
There's only one person.
And it's the commissioner of the conference that's saying, hey, look, dude, you are not hiring him. But that was also, what, a year removed from everything?
Imagine how unfair that would have been.
Yeah. And then I think he almost took the Florida State OC job, but then the Liberty head coaching thing came up, and he was like, you know, I'd rather be a head coach.
Because it's hard to go back from, especially being a head coach in the SEC, to go being an assistant.
And winning.
Yes.
Like, it's one thing if you're losing or struggling and you need to kind of rebuild back up. But here's my thing, and I'll stand by this forever right now. I said forever right now. I'll stand by it. The only reason that Hugh Freeze is held to such a higher standard than anybody else that did that is because he preached Christianity and religion on Twitter, and that's what happened.
Exactly.
If it was anybody else, okay, you know, whatever. And it's just the look of it and the perception, and he's paid his dues. He has served his time to society. He's paid his debt. Now let him go do what he wants to do.
It's time. I hope they don't though.
From a being an Ole Miss fan and having to play Auburn every year.
That's worrisome. Because you know he's going to recruit the fire out of it.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay. Another thing I want to talk about. You got anything else on that?
Well, not on that. So, go ahead.
All right. Something I want to talk about. You look at all the how everybody gives Sark at Texas. Like, okay, he's building the program. This, that, and the other, and they have three losses.
Yeah.
And then you look at TCU, and Sonny Dykes coming in year one, and he has immediately turned that place around. So why is the perception of that so different, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, it's because Sarkisian and Texas are both household names, have been for a very long time, and TCU's not. TCU is a very small school.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they even have 20,000 students in their undergrad.
But I'm saying, like, he comes in and now they're undefeated year one and Sark's still struggling to win at Texas.
Yeah. But I also think that I know a lot of people always say this, but if old boy doesn't get hurt, they
probably have one loss.
Probably. Because, I mean, I don't, and I think they beat Alabama.
You're probably, I don't think there's a doubt they beat Alabama.
Yeah, TCU only has like not even 11,000 students enrolled
Jesus.
In it. Jesus. Like, it's very small. And it's just not a big brand. And they're always wishy-washy. And I think that that's it. The same way that I think USC and Alabama and UCLA are ranked ahead of Ole Miss is just because it's bigger for the brands and for the money.
It's better for college football. It's what everybody says. Like, you can get on TV and say, oh, we want more people to have chances. They don't. I'm not going to get into it. They don't. Like, they want it. They want it to be chalk. Tennessee's historically successful. Tennessee gets good again. Okay, you can come back in. Oregon, same way. LSU, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, teams like that, Clemson. Like, it doesn't matter. When you have the name and the brand like that, your strength of schedule and strength of record doesn't get talked about, and it gets overlooked more than a TCU, an Ole Miss, Illinois, teams like that.
Yeah. And I'll tell you that I think, and it just is money. Texas is worth, is going to all, even if they go 5-7, 6-6,
still worth
I just
so
told
much
you
more.
The enrollment at TCU, yeah. They're always going to produce more money.
Exactly.
And I mean, I hate to say that and be like that, and,
but
that's just facts.
Yeah, that's the truth of the matter and how it is. Yeah. I just want to see your opinion on that.
Just like, I get why everybody keep saying Lane Kiffin, Auburn, and all this. Oh, Auburn's a much more attractive job, and it's just the brand. It's just they have a bigger fan base. They produce more money. They have better boosters. Their fans show up to every ball game. They have a bigger stadium. Just revenue-wise, they have more money.
Yes. And that's it.
And, I mean,
and at the end of the day, it now with everyone getting paid,
it does not matter.
It's a business.
And because you look at team like SMU, for instance, you know, them and Texas Tech, I think they have the biggest NIL deals for the entire teams, for the entire athletes, the whole department. Like, you know, and they have that old money with their boosters. And I think each one of them have like 20, 25 million in a pool. Mm-hmm. And they're helping them get these deals. So that's going to become a big factor.
It's going to be who has the money and who doesn't. So if you ain't got it, sorry.
And you know, a lot of people, this is just making it professional and yada yada. But I think it's better for football because now you've leveled the playing field.
To a certain extent, yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, just like in European soccer, theoretically, you always have a chance to move up. Anybody can go make the big money in the Premier League because they get relegated and they get promoted.
It's just who wants to spend it and who doesn't.
So now it just falls into that. But you're not going to see schools like Southern Miss or South Alabama, those smaller programs,
they just
get that big money.
They don't have the revenue or the boosters to be able to do it.
Well, I know for a fact Southern Miss has a $1 billion booster, but, I mean, why would you funnel money into that?
It's pointless.
Yeah.
There's no return on investment there, ever.
Like, you can buy season tickets for your entire company, and that costs you, what, $10,000 for the year?
$10,000, yeah.
Like,
nothing.
And you can get a box up there at the stadium.
For nothing to them.
Exactly. Like now, but then you start talking about NIL money. That's, you're having to put out millions.
Or maybe getting good enough to, especially now being in the Sun Belt, their ceiling is going undefeated and being that large bid to go to the New Year's Six Bowl.
Yeah, and when the playoff gets expanded.
Especially with the playoff going to 12. That's your ceiling.
And you looking up and getting one of those upset wins.
Exactly. Which is, in football, is much highly more unlikely than, like, in basketball and baseball.
Yeah, like, you may upset it once, but you're probably not doing it twice.
Because in basketball, you can go in and everybody on your team shows up and it's just going in the basket that day. Like, it's just going in. Baseball, you have those two dominant arms. They go in and they handle business. They're two starts. But in football, it's just like everybody has to be clicking. And bodies matter. Like, you have to out-athlete people in football.
Yeah, and I think also you have to have a really good game plan. And exactly. A lot of time, and you have to make adjustments way more.
And even there, like, you see it all the time with those programs being up and down. They're up and down so much. Like, UCF's been able to sustain it a little bit more. You see Coastal go up one year.
Well, yeah, I think Coastal's been up but since they've been in the Sun Belt. Yeah. And I think their trajectory is going to keep climbing.
But, like, we talk about money runs everything, and those schools can't produce it the way that the Power Five schools can. So you look at a place like UCF, for example, what Scott Frost did there, he goes, he wins, he does his thing. The big job opens up, and he's, see ya. Heupel does the same thing, gets the big job, see ya. So that's why it's much more difficult to sustain it there, because when you do have those runs, even back when Southern had that run, and everybody's like, when Fedora was there, and it was, all right, we're going to come get him, we're going to give him the opportunity, and he's gone. You just can't keep those guys.
Yeah. Do you see who – so USF, South Florida,
yes,
in Tampa, fired their head coach Sunday?
I did not.
Okay. Yeah, so it was Jeff Scott. He was the former OC at Clemson. Been there a few years. I think he won 4 or 5 ball games.
Mm-hmm.
Was not doing good. There is a big name that has interest in that job.
How big?
Big enough that the majority of the population knows his name.
Strong?
No.
Dan Mullen?
John Gruden.
Really?
Really. Well, you know, he's the longtime coach of the Bucks.
Yeah, Tampa.
He has ties to the university from that. And that there's mutual interest in that job.
That would be a very interesting hire.
Yeah. And apparently also on their short list is Charlie Weiss Jr.
How do you think he would recruit Gruden?
He would get out into the city, into the community. And he knows the billionaires and the money makers there.
He could get the money.
He would shake hands, rub some elbows. And before long, they would have the NIL pull. And it'll just, I don't think he turned into a powerhouse, but think about, you know, people, it's just like Donald's Jackson.
Off itself at that point.
Yeah, like Jackson State with Deion. Like, people are going to go there because it's Gruden.
It's Gruden. The name draws interest. Like, immediately, if you're tied to UCF or you're in the Tampa area, you don't even have to be a fan. Like, oh, John Gruden's there. Let's go see what he's about.
Yeah, and what's the ultimate goal? To get to the NFL.
Yeah.
So, especially if you're a quarterback, all of these guys used to work with Gruden before he, you know, went back to the Raiders.
Because he's got deep ties in every organization in the NFL, basically. If he doesn't have to, he knows people. He knows people in the buildings. So, that's a very interesting point. Like, you're a high school quarterback coming out, and you can go play at Penn State for James Franklin, or go play for quarterback guru John Gruden. I mean, you may still choose Penn State, but you're going to have to think about it.
Yeah.
He gives you a lot to think about.
And I think, because, you know, I know you were just using that example, Penn State, but for that job particular, I think you also need to look out for Manny Diaz, defensive mm-hmm. coordinator at Penn State now. I think he would be a name that'll surface up over there.
He's eventually going to get a shot and do his thing somewhere else.
Yeah, because Miami screwed him.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of jobs, though, I know you've seen this. What about Jeff Saturday just getting the Colts head coaching job?
I don't get it.
I don't either. And apparently
he coaches high school football.
And apparently his record was not that good his last year.
Okay. High school football is a lot different. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
You got what you got in high school. Like, you can develop them and make them as good as you can, but, I mean, you still got what you got. So, who knows what the talent pool was. But it's still.
Apparently, when Irsay told him that he was, you know, in the running for this job, he asked, like, why? Like,
are you serious?
Yeah. Allegedly, like, he was like, why do you want me?
Me? Are you sure?
And think about this, too, though. If that's the move you make.
You don't trust anyone in the building.
He's clearly in the running to get the head coaching job.
I mean, I think you have to. Depends on how. This is audition.
And Irsay apparently said that he wanted to bring in Jeff because he had never coached in the NFL before. So he's not going to.
He doesn't have the fear or what. And he's just going to come in and be free.
Yep.
I saw that.
That has to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Because.
It's interesting. The only positive thing I can say about it from watching. I watched a clip on it from Pat's show on the way over here is. He was there with Peyton Manning. And he played center in the NFL. And as a center in the NFL, you basically have to know everything the quarterback knows. Like, you got to call protection, see what the defense is in, this, that, and the other. So, as far as football knowledge.
Oh, he has it.
Yes, he's very qualified for the job as far as football knowledge. But as far as running an organization or running a team with grown men like that, he has no experience with being around that.
No, and it's just like, you look at Detroit and Dan Campbell. I don't think Dan Campbell is that great of a coach, but he is a motivator.
He is an excellent leader of men.
And that's how you can play it. I don't think Deion's a great coach.
But he surrounds himself with good people, and he's an excellent leader of men.
So
he can get you fired up and ready to run through a brick wall.
I don't know if Jeff Saturday's that guy. He doesn't give that personality off to me.
No, I haven't gotten that. I don't get it. Maybe it works. I doubt it does. They don't have a quarterback. It's a quarterback league. But one more thing in the NFL. Is Josh Allen's UCL torn?
I don't know. I didn't see.
You didn't see that?
Nuh-uh. I was at a wedding shower on Sunday.
So, basically, two plays before the last play of the game, he's going to throw, and as his arm's moving forward, like, he's letting it loose, somebody caught him on the ball in the hand, and the elbow just kept going, and the hand was just stuck. He couldn't stop it and get it back through. And supposedly, he aggravated it. And then two plays later, last play of the game, he launches 170 yards downfield. And now he's gotten, I haven't seen official word, but he's gotten an MRI, and they've done ultrasound. They're looking at the UCL and ligaments in there to see what's up with that.
Well, you know, it wouldn't surprise me because he's one of these guys that changed up a lot of his motions. And
also with watching Pat, he said he's missed four games in his career, and it was his rookie season for a issue with his UCL.
Because he throws more sidearm.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you do that, you get lazy with your hips.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to keep an eye on. That's pretty scary. All right, so I know the rankings came out tonight. What do you think of it?
I think they got it right this week.
Yeah, for the most part, for sure.
I think they showed that LSU really has no chance of getting in.
Yeah, and like we were, oddly enough, we were talking, you asked me about it, and then I told you my opinion.
We're opposite on it.
And then Herb Street comes on and agrees with what I said.
Yeah, but I still disagree with both of them. Like, if LSU wins out, goes to Atlanta, and beats Georgia, there's no way you can keep them out. There's absolute, I get it. You had the head-to-head with Tennessee, and Tennessee won. But there's no way you keep the SEC champion out and then put in Georgia, who LSU just beat, and Tennessee.
I mean,
there's no
I get where you're coming from.
There's no way you put both of those teams in over LSU, who, if they do that, they went out, go to Atlanta, beat Georgia. Who's hotter in the country than LSU? Who wants to play LSU at that point?
I would.
Nobody.
I would.
I mean, you can want to.
Playing LSU on a neutral site field? Sign me up. Sign me up. It's not Death Valley. Now, if it's in New Orleans, I don't know about that.
There you go.
But it's not going to be.
But, like, all that aside, like, resume, like, they just beat the clear best team in the country. And you're going to tell them, we're going to keep Georgia in, put Tennessee in, and keep you out.
Well, I mean, Tennessee did beat the shit out of them.
They did. They did. I give you that. They have the head-to-head win. But at the time, no one would be playing better than LSU.
That's fair. You know they're only 3-point favorites against Arkansas this weekend.
I do. I try not to think about it.
I understand. I didn't mean to bring it up.
I want them to win.
We're going to know early if they win.
I know.
Because they kick off at 11.
I know. We're gonna know at kickoff or shortly after what's about to happen.
Well, I will. You may not.
I will. We will be keeping up with it in the stadium. Don't you worry.
You know, tickets to that game doubled in price in a week.
Mm-hmm. I hope it's shoulder to shoulder in that bitch.
Me too.
Like,
especially for Logan's sake.
I hope I don't have room to breathe.
You know.
And even more than that, I hope they give us something to freaking cheer about.
That's more important to me because I don't want this to be the biggest game ever and
get beat 60-7.
Yeah. Like, just lose all hope.
Yeah. I'm kind of afraid that's going to happen.
Probably. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So you said the community got it right. So you agree with, like, you? They,
I do agree with you what
have
they
the,
did.
You have the same top six?
I do.
Because at five.
Yeah. I really think it. I think it's right the way it is. I agree with it. Like, you could make an argument maybe flipping 3 and 4. But, I mean, ultimately it is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's right. Because Ohio State and Michigan are going to settle each other. Like, that's going to be decided.
Yeah, because they will have to have a loss on their resume. Mm-hmm. Well, I reckon it's time for my least favorite part of this entire thing that we do.
Picks?
Reviewing picks from last week.
Oh, it was bad.
It was tough.
It was bad on both parts.
I thought I had a chance. I pulled out a win this week. But it definitely ain't anything to celebrate.
It didn't cut into the gap at all. You went from 13 down to 12 down. Putting a dent in that thing, baby.
Beating you by a game where you went 5-10.
You did call it. This was the week to do it.
And I went 6-9.
This was the week to do it.
I'm not lying to you. When you showed me that I actually picked Houston,
you couldn't believe
over SMU. I really couldn't. I was like, I thought all week I picked SMU.
You couldn't believe you did it. When we were sitting here, I said, and that score popped up at halftime, and you were like, yes. I said, why are you so happy? You said, I picked SMU, and you picked Houston. I said, no, you picked Houston, I picked SMU.
No, you didn't. I mean, dude, Saturday was a great day. I mean,
it was a very good day.
Just had the gang all here. Had some good food, good desserts.
Good times.
We had 3 TVs going.
Everything was good up until Alabama decided to choke.
Yeah.
Still not over it.
Me either.
I'm beat them by 25 this week.
I hope so. All right. Let us get into it. Let's see if I can just I mean, I ain't got much time to just chip away. Like, I got to make a dent in it.
You
got to
make a move.
I need to win by 5-plus games this week.
You need to make a move.
So, let's do it. First game, we're deciding it. LSU going to Fayetteville to take on the Pigs. They're 3-point favorites. They're only 3-point favorites. Who are you taking?
You can do it. I'm not. I'm going with LSU. That defense is playing way too good right now.
You know, they really are. Weird things happen in Fayetteville. Okay?
I think Arkansas is done, though, after
but I don't,
what happened last week.
I don't think that Arkansas is going to be able to pull it out.
I don't either. I think our only hope is literally Jimbo and A&M at the end of the year.
I think so, too. Oklahoma at West Virginia. Oklahoma's 8-point favorites. Who you got?
Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm going to ride OU in this one.
I told myself I wasn't picking West Virginia again.
They are so wishy-washy, which Oklahoma is too, but they're Oklahoma hasn't screwed us as much.
West Virginia's they're in every game. And then at the end, they just always find a way to piss it away.
Always. Speaking of teams that always find a way to piss it away, Pitt. Going on the road to take on Virginia. Pitt's 4-point favorites. Who are you taking?
I'm gonna roll with Pitt. I don't trust Virginia. I think they're a terrible football team. Pitt's not good either, but their defense gets it done.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Virginia in this one. They looked pretty decent against North Carolina, especially in the first half. North Carolina did come back, pulled it out. But I'm gonna ride with the Cavaliers. All right, next up, we got the game of the week. Alabama going to Oxford, take on Ole Miss. Bama is 12-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
Don't get me wrong. I really want Ole Miss to win this game, and I think they have a really good chance to win this game. We're finally healthy. I think we have all three running backs in the backfield. I think Cedric Johnson's finally going to be able to play 50, 60 snaps on defense. I really just don't trust that we can tackle Bryce Young and prevent him from extending and making good plays. I think we'll be fine against the run. I think the pass is just going to kill us, though. I'm going to pick Alabama just for the win.
I understand.
I hope I lose it, but, I mean, I pick us against Alabama every year. And it never works out. I mean, they're going to have to show me Saturday that they are able to compete and play in these close games against teams that are what we want to be. And until they show me they can do that, LSU took all the hope out of it for me.
Do you know what you just proved to me?
What?
That you are not a ride or die. And I am.
I am a ride
or die. I'm going Rebels. We're going to pick up this win. We're going to win out, and we're going to sit here, and we're going to pray.
We're going to pray that LSU loses.
To God or whatever gods that some of these fans believe in, that LSU loses one of these two SEC games, and we'll go to Atlanta. But I've never had hope in my life like I have right now. And I know it's the hope that kills you.
I know, man. I'm right there with you. Don't get me wrong. I'm right there with you.
You're not. You're not a ride or die.
I'm trying to.
You just proved that I'm a bigger Ole Miss fan than you are.
I'm trying to put the juju out there for us. I'm not trying to be Desmond Howard on game day. Because I gripe and complain at Desmond all the time. Like, they're not going to beat Ohio State, Desmond. Just pick them. He can't do it. So I'm not going to do that.
All right.
The listeners know where my heart is.
All right. Next up, we're going to the Big 12. There's a lot of weird stuff going on in Stillwater.
Yes, they are.
I do not know what's going on.
They are struggling.
Iowa State's going to Stillwater, take on Oklahoma State. The Cyclones are 1-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
Home dog. Give me Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I'm riding with the Cowboys. I think that they'll just.
Again, like, they look bad, but Iowa State's not very good either. They got to bounce, but I guess they don't have to, but, I mean, they got to bounce back eventually.
You would think. All right, we got a really good group of five matchup here. Two ranked teams, UCF going on the road to take on Tulane. Tulane's 2-point favorites in this one. Who you got?
Southern Miss is actually Tulane's only loss of the season.
Facts.
UCF will be their second loss of the season.
Yeah, I'm going to go Gus Bus in this one. I don't know why.
Is JRP
like
playing?
I think he comes back this week.
Okay, he's playing. I'm going to roll with him.
Wisconsin at Iowa. Wisconsin's 1.5-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
Wisconsin.
You know, I'm going to roll with Iowa. I think that defense is stout, and I do not trust this Wisconsin offense. Not saying I trust Iowa's offense.
I'm about to say.
But I trust Iowa's defense enough.
To score?
To score.
Okay. Okay.
Graham Hurst just ain't got it. He ain't that dog like everybody thought he was going to be.
I think he is.
I don't think he is.
I think it's coaching.
All right, we got Miami at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's 1.5-point favorites. Who are you taking?
Georgia Tech.
Oh.
Miami is abysmal.
They are, but they're going to win this week, so I'm going to go with the U. Next up, we got App State at Marshall. App State's 1-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
I've said it before. I'll say it again. App State season is September. It is November. We are Marshall.
I'm going to ride App State in this one. I think it'll be a close game. And App State has only scored in the fourth quarter. So I think it's going to come down to the last couple drives, and they're going to put two touchdowns on the board and win it. South Carolina going to Gainesville to take on Florida. Florida's 8-point favorites in this one. Who you got?
I hate to do it, but I'm going to pick Florida.
I mean, South Carolina's been wishy-washy.
You don't know what team you're going to get.
No, but I think in this situation, Beamer's going to have them rolling. So I'm going to go Gamecocks in this one. Now, this is a very interesting game. When I went through them, I was like, you know what? This is probably the one I like the second most. Kansas State going to Waco to take on Baylor. Baylor's 2.5-point favorites. Is Kansas State going to bounce back in this one?
Kansas State bounces back and gets it done.
I think so, too. And the reason I say it was up there in games I'd like to keep up with and watch is I want to see how they're going to handle this quarterback situation, because mm-hmm. they got a stud at number two.
Boy, do they.
And now they're kind of looking at it like, well, if we – because he's a true freshman, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but they got three games left, so are you going to play him these three games and not the bowl game?
I personally don't know. That's why I say I think if Martinez starts to struggle a little bit, they may and let Martinez play the bowl game, because that way
they'll be in a mid tier bowl,
and it'll be his last collegiate game.
Yeah.
All right, we got another Big 12 game: Kansas at Texas Tech. Texas Tech's 3.5-point favorites. Who you taking?
I want to take Texas Tech. Give me Bean and the boys to go do it.
Bean is pretty good.
That kid can fly.
Yeah.
Imagine him and Gus Malzahn's offense.
It'd be wild, wouldn't it? I'm going to go Red Raiders. You know why? I like their offense. I'm gonna take Texas Tech. Kansas is bowl eligible for the first time since 2008, so I don't feel like I have to pick them right now.
Fair enough.
All right, we got one more Big 12 game, and it's the big one. TCU going to Austin, take on Texas. We're Texas 7-point favorites.
Game day got it wrong.
What's going to happen?
Game day got it wrong. They should be in Oxford this weekend.
I'm kind of glad they're not.
They should be in Oxford this weekend. But it's got to come to an end at some point. I think this is the week it comes to an end.
So you're going horns up?
I am.
But why has it got to come to an end?
It's got to come to an end at some point.
You know, I'm looking at this TCU team.
They've been fighting with fire. So they've played with it so many times.
I remember another team back in 2013 that always somehow pulled something out of their ass and won ball games, went undefeated. Who was it?
Auburn?
It was Auburn. And I think that this TCU team is just like that Auburn team.
Okay.
10 years later.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the Horned Frogs.
The Horns?
Well, I almost said Born Hogs.
Oh, God. What is that?
All right. So this next game is the one that really intrigues me. NFL. Like, other than the Ole Miss game, I think this is the game to watch. And you're about to see two really good quarterbacks duke it out.
Oregon and Washington?
North Carolina. Going to Winston-Salem. Down the road to take on Wake Forest. Wake Forest 3.5-point favorites. Who you got in this one?
Sam Hartman has been struggling with the turnover.
Yeah, 6 picks last 2 weeks. Not a good look for the boy.
No, but he's getting a favorable defense this week. I got to roll with him. After all, I want to take North Carolina, but I got to roll with my boy.
You know, I think, you know, we obviously like Hartman. And I think that the next quarterback for me to follow.
Drake May.
Is Drake May. And he looks really good. My biggest customer at work is a North Carolina fan. I think Drake May is in the Heisman conversation as far as finishing in the top 10.
Okay.
I don't think he'll go to New York. But I ain't riding against our boy. We picked him. I'm going balls to the walls with him. Ride or die with Hartman.
Let's go.
We're going Demon Deacons.
All right. You bring up Heisman. Judkins goes for over.
Yes.
Judkins goes 120 and another couple touchdowns.
Yes.
Okay.
He better be.
I agree.
All right, last game of the week in college football. We got Texas A&M going to Jordan-Hare to take on Auburn. Auburn's 2-point favorites in this one. Who you got?
Wigman over the flu?
I don't know, man. That's wild, wasn't it?
Yeah. Give me A&M. They got to get hot. They got to get hot going in that LSU game. Auburn's just in a bad spot.
They are.
They had that one wrapped up last week.
And I think they're going to wrap it up this week. I think Cadillac's going to get them ready to play. I'm going to go Tigers in this one. That's the slate in college football.
You know why I feel good about this week?
Why?
Because I hate 90% of my picks.
Dude, if you don't hate them, they're not good. Which I said that last week. And I only 6 ball games.
I hate them. I hate my
I
picks.
Look at mine and I'm like, I really just want to throw up. Because I'm with you. I really want to pick North Carolina.
Yeah.
But I'm riding with the boy.
Mm-hmm.
I pledge my allegiance to the flag of Sam Hartman.
And
I'm just, hey, I'm going to ride it till the wheels fall off.
Fair.
All right, now we got this dumb NFL stuff that we know diddly squat about. I don't even know why we picked these games.
No. They got to count. I remember
they do count, but it don't take away from the fact that we don't know anything that we're talking about.
No, we know diddly.
Like, I mean, I'm going to pick the Saints every week regardless.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
No, they are. Dude, I'm so sick of their shit.
Yeah, I don't know why you still put them on there, to be honest with you. You should just quit putting them on the board.
So I quit picking them?
Yeah, I mean, that's at least another opportunity of you getting a win.
All right. First up, we got Broncos at Titans. Titans 3-point favorites. Who wins this game?
Titans. Russell Wilson is not him.
Yeah, I'm going Titans also. Derrick Henry is him. Next up, your Browns. Going to Miami, taking on the Dolphins. Dolphins 3.5-point favorites. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Browns because I don't know. I'm taking them. But I feel like because people were starting to give me some flack about when back on this show when we did it before we started back up. I was big on Tua. I gave Tua a lot of credit, and I'm glad he's finally gotten a coach that's allowed him to go out there and show that, because I was starting to be, I can't keep missing on these guys, man. But Tua is a legit MVP candidate.
Yeah, he really is.
And you see that, and it's magnified because he's missed games. Like, they don't even resemble the same team when he's not in there. But the Browns get it done.
Yeah, I'm going Dolphins in this one.
Of course.
Saints going to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Saints 2.5-point favorites in this game. Don't ask me why. Who you taking?
I'm rolling with you. Who that?
You know, I really thought you were going to pick the home dog in this one.
I'm rolling with you. I hate Kenny Pickett.
What if I go with the Steelers?
I'll feel better.
I'm going Saints.
You're not.
Cowboys at Packers. Cowboys 5-point favorites in this one. Kudos to whoever tried to hype this game up last Sunday and say that this is some sort of big rivalry.
It's not.
To get people to tune in, like it's not going to be a pile of shit.
It is.
Who are you taking?
Cowboys.
Same. Packers look awful.
They are really bad.
They're the only team, I think, that looked worse than the Saints that had a little bit of hope coming in.
They are terrible.
All right, last,
it's their own fault.
It really is. Can't blame anybody but them.
You have generational talent at quarterback, and you absolutely refuse to give him anyone to throw the football to.
Yeah. Like, at least the Saints drafted receivers for Drew Brees. Maybe not in the first round, but they drafted receivers and they developed receivers.
They at least tried.
Well, they took Michael Thomas in the second, you know, Traquan Smith in the second or third.
They tried.
So
the Packers haven't even tried.
And stacked his defense and offensive line and got him Kamara. The Packers haven't even thought about doing that.
No.
All they had was a handshake agreement with Rodgers to do it, and they still ain't done it.
I don't get it.
Last game of the week, Cardinals at Rams. Rams, 3-point favorites. Who you taking?
New cards out, right?
Yes.
No. Well. Give me. I
don't know, dude. I was just going opposite wherever you went.
Where's it at?
L.A.
Cardinals, screw it.
Okay. I'm going to go Rams. And that is football talk
for the week.
You got anything you want to add?
I hope I'm wrong. I'm going to catch a lot of shit for picking Alabama.
Yeah. I hope, Logan, when you listen to this, do not let him live this down.
Please don't.
Me and Logan are the only ones that believe.
I believe.
You don't believe good enough.
I'm trying to put the good juju in our way by not overhyping myself. But I know I'm going to walk in that stadium Saturday with my expectations way too high. And I hope it's a typical Ole Miss game where I have to sweat it out at the end.
It's the only thing that makes you feel alive.
It is, bro. Right. Because you're just sitting there like, oh, okay, are we going to make a play? Or are we going to be Ole Miss here? You're never comfortable.
Never.
We could come out Saturday and go into halftime up 35-0. And I guarantee you, I will sit there at halftime and look at Logan and be like, Alabama's going to have the football with 2 minutes to go in this game with no timeouts. And if they score, they win.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, though. I know that because the scenario that you have just laid out, we literally lived in 2016.
Yes.
The day we became boys, we were up 24 going in a half.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it can happen.
You're never comfortable, man.
And then first play of the game, shot play to DK. And you think, we are rolling.
We got a chance.
Give up 63 unanswered.
Yeah. Nothing will ever top me convincing y'all that we were going to beat LSU that week, though. When Burrow and boys came to town.
Oh, yeah.
Because y'all told me, like, I knew deep in my heart that there was no chance. But I told myself, like, we're winning this football game. And y'all told me all, like, I had to work all week long. Y'all were like, Brady, you are stupid. I was like, I'm not stupid. We're going to win. And I made y'all believe. We didn't win, but at least we believed.
Well, that's all we have for this week. Thank y'all for listening. Go hit that subscribe button. Tweet us at Air Raid Sports. We'd love to hear your take on it. Any feedback is welcome. And I hope you all have a great and hotty-totty week. Go Rebels.